Cerrillos, New Mexico. New Mexico, before statehood, was an American territory wrested from Mexico in one of America's many wars. In 1912, we became a state and were lucky to do so. There were plenty of critics then as now who suggested New Mexico has more in common with Mexico than the United States, has a backward, uneducated population, is not nearly close to being civilized. In our early days, outlaws like Billy the Kid shot up people. Miners lived a tough-and-tumble life, camped out in nearby ravines looking for gold. Cattle ranchers hung cattle thieves from cottonwood trees. The Cerrillos Station is a new, remodeled version of an old general store that our family visited back in the 50s. The coffee is fresh, the owner's cordial, the merchandise arty and fashionable. The repertory theater that produced melodramas in the 1950s for families is nowhere to be seen, but this little town is still typical. Small town New Mexico with adobe walls, pinyon rail fences, garden plots and backyards, fifth wheels pulled up to utility poles, dogs running around unattended and without leashes. Friends Robert and Eric, who came along for the ride, enjoy their coffee, and we take a quick break before heading back down the road to Madrid, another New Mexico mining town, turned into a hippie hideaway and retreat for nonconformist souls, who aren't much different than the neighbors they live next to. The old pictures of Cerrillos in black and white on the shop's walls make me wonder how the hell this territory ever made it to being an American state. I guess those backroom politicians just don't want to see a gap on the U.S. map between Arizona and Texas. Where you have gaps, you always have issues.